from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Both of the top candidates in New Jersey's governor's race have been working hard to get their messages across as New Jersey hits the polls today. Democratic candidate Mikey Sherrill says one of her first goals, if elected, is to freeze New Jersey's skyrocketing energy rates on day one.
I'm fighting for affordability. I'm fighting to get your costs down. I'm declaring a state of emergency on day one, freezing utility rate hikes.
GOP nominee Jack Cittarelli has also made affordability a key issue in his campaign, as well as immigration, saying that New Jersey will no longer be a sanctuary state if he gets elected. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, the current governor, is deploying the National Guard to support food banks.
With more than 800,000 New Jerseyans going without their SNAP benefits, Murphy says many people are feeling scared and unsure about how they'll feed themselves and their families. So the governor has mobilized the Air National Guard to deliver 4 refrigerated storage containers from the state's emergency stockpile. One has gone to the Community Food Bank of Hillsdale. Another has been delivered to Fulfill in Neptune. Murphy says it's an effort to make more fresh food available to New Jersey families in crisis. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And former New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy is hoping to pull off a political comeback in his bid to become the next mayor of Jersey City. McGreevy is one of 7 candidates looking to lead New Jersey's second largest city. He famously resigned as New Jersey's governor in 2004 and announcing he was gay and had an affair. Current Mayor Stephen Fulop is stepping down after 3 terms. And now for your business report. There are differing opinions in the Trump administration about inflation. The Treasury Department said on Monday that inflation remained above the target of 2% in the third quarter. But President Trump said on CBS News 60 Minutes on Sunday, quote, "We have no inflation." On Wall Street, the Dow closed down around 251 points. News, traffic, weather also brought to you by Alliance Orthopedics, offering minimally invasive bunion surgery for fast recovery and smaller incisions that deliver bigger results. Alliance Orthopedics, better every day. Visit AllianceOrtho.com or call 877-5-FASTER today. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And what's the weather looking like? Complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to be clear to partly cloudy as we head through tonight. A bit on the chilly side as temperatures will be down into the 30s. Now, after we had a pretty windy day today, the wind is going to pick back up again as we head through tomorrow. A mostly cloudy sky will get to a high in the low to mid 60s. Very windy tomorrow night. Could easily have some wind gusts upwards of 40 to 50 miles per hour. Might even have some gusts higher than 50 miles per hour across parts of North Jersey. Will be a shower or two around. Low temperatures down into the 40s. Back to sunshine Thursday. A blustery, chillier day. A high in the mid 50s. And a gusty breeze on Friday. We'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine. Friday's high will be close to 60 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Morristown, 59 degrees. Ewing, 59. Turnersville, 58. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.